funny how niggas tend to believe more than what happened. I mean, really, do we look like inglorious bastards? Lena Waithe told me I was the black Brad Pitt. I wasn't too fond of that title, flattering as it is. I mean, really though, that's what you think of my rep? That's what they saying about me, quiet as kept. Like I just go from one star to another star, like I'm drawing out a constellation, or go from one hole to another like I'm shooting par. That ain't me at all. I really had to stop what I was doing and start retracing my steps, and had to break some cycles. Sometimes you don't always win it as much as you like to, but they can't see you out here panicky. You can't expect it to change doing the same, that's insanity. They catch me on a cannon moving candidly, and even though I'm out the frame, they panning me. But I'm so on that I'm well off. I only ever fell back, not fell off. Fuck it, it's just a different cycle. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta go through a different cycle.
Psycho. Psycho.
Oh, is that what you think of me? Is that what you heard? That ain't even a half of it, nigga. I'm on a different cycle.
Different cycle. Different cycle.
I'm saying,
ooh, yeah, yeah,
how about instead of tearing me down, you how about that? Look, I got trauma that I haven't dealt with. I got feelings that I haven't gelled with. I got a lot of girls that wanna get up and meet and have a conversation with me after they melt quick. But I can't do that to my baby, I'm too solid. I mean, so solid to the point that my homeboy is the rock shit. You thriving off of gossip. You the type to lose faith and stop it. I'm climbing a mountain even if I can't see the top of it. Living the highs, thriving the lows. Understand that's a whole different control. Out of here, baby, that's mission control. Ulterior motives, that's getting exposed. Not enough money to give up my soul. I set the standards, you live up to those. Life speaking through me, it's not more as cold. I cut you off cause I'm really that cold. Trying to go stone cold on me, but I'm hot. American dollar crashing out, but I'm not. This that prime time, baby, I'm in that time slot. Coming to you live, swear these niggas just dying to watch. So fucking busy, she can't tell if I'm lying or not. I just gotta get this shit, I'm on a different cycle.
Different cycle.
Oh, is that what you think of me? Is that what you heard? That ain't even a half of it, nigga, I'm on a different cycle. How about instead of tearing me down, you... Oh, God. Benz, and then I bought myself one, and she like, look, we twins. Nice watch, baby boy, but watch how you spin. And make sure that it's a write-off, I just wanna see you write off. And before you leave that mansion, make sure you cut the lights off. Mama, I know, like I don't work for every dollar of my own. She know I got the heart of Joe and the mind of Mildred and the rest of the OGs that's woven all through my soul and spirit. Fuck it, I had to break the cycle. Break the cycle of us thinking we don't have enough, you know? Living in the illusion of scarcity. She never got a Chanel, but I broke the cycle. Yeah. And I had to get her a red one, cause she a Delta. And she used to be a flight attendant on Delta. For real.
I'm a grown man, but I had to break the cycle. Yes, I did.
Yo, what's up, my brother? Great to hear from you, man. So a few things. Most importantly, that sounds amazing. Your baby boy is 9 months old and thriving. I love hearing that. And I'm sure that you're an inspired artist to begin with, like right out of the gates. But I'm sure holding your baby boy gives you a whole new perspective on this new evolution of what inspiration means, right? So I'm sure, man, I'm sure your motivation and inspiration is through the roof every time you hold your baby boy. And what's cool, your baby boy at 9 months is already almost bigger than Kevin Hart, so that's really cool. All right, my brother, I love you, man, and I'm so happy for you, man. I can't wait to see your baby boy. Okay, bye.